News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has moved the Calcutta High Court to challenge her protege turned bete noir Suvendu Adhikari's victory from Nandigram constituency in the state assembly elections. The court will hear the matter today. In Nandigram, which was one of the keenly watched poll battles, BJP leader Adhikari outsmarted the TMC Supremo by a margin of nearly 2,000 votes. While Adhikari had backed 110,764 votes, Banerjee secured 108,808 votes, the poll panel had confirmed at the time. In her election petition before the HC, Banerjee stated that Adhikari has committed corrupt practices of bribery, undue influence, spreading enmity, and seeking votes on the basis of religion. She also stated that the election to Nandigram was conducted in complete contravention to the constitution and the laws governing elections in India. Shubhendu Adhikari has engaged in several corrupt practices that have enhanced his winning chances and materially altered Mamata Banerjee's chance of success in the election, the petition said. Reacting to the development, BJP leader and the party's Bengal co-in-charge, Amit Malviya, tweeted, "It would be fascinating to see Mamata Banerjee suffer the humiliation of Nandigram defeat twice over. There was massive confusion on the day of the results on May 2 about who had actually bagged the crucial Nandigram seat after reports stating that Banerjee had defeated Adhikari in different media agencies, though there was no confirmation from the Election Commission. The TMC had raised questions over the BJP's victory in the seat. Something is fishy about Nandigram, don't you think? A party wins nearly 3/4 of all the seats in the state, and the chief minister loses her seat. Something very fishy went on in Nandigram," senior Trinamool leader Derek O'Brien had said. The Parliamentary Standing Committee for Information and Technology will meet at 4 p.m. today at the Parliament House, where Twitter officials have been summoned to appear before the committee. Officials from the Ministry of IT would also be present on the committee. The subject for selection has been notified to hear the views of representatives of Twitter, followed by evidence of representatives of the Ministry of Electronics, Information and Technology on safeguarding citizens' rights and prevention of misuse of social and online news media platforms, including special emphasis on women's security in the digital space. Given the recent face-off between Twitter and the Government of India, with Twitter now losing out on the legal shield after failing to abide by the intermediary rules, may turn out to be a point of argument between the opposition and the ruling BJP MPs. Twitter recently was also embroiled in a controversy as it branded BJP national spokesperson Sambit Patra's tweet as manipulated media over the alleged toolkit of the Congress party. The Indian government has stepped in and asked Twitter not to pass any judgment in the matter, which was under investigation. After losing out on any legal shell, now the government of Uttar Pradesh has also filed an FIR against the social blogging site, along with a host of others, including a journalist, for sharing alleged fake news about a man being assaulted in Loni in Ghaziabad. The standing committee has been constantly engaged in a war of words between the ruling party and the opposition, with multiple arguments between its chairman, Dr. Shashi Tharoor, and BJP's Nishikant Dubey. Dubey has even written a couple of letters to the Lok Sabha speaker demanding the removal of Tharoor as the committee chairman, given his personal bias, and has accused Tharoor of pursuing Congress's agenda. The issue of the alleged toolkit was also debated when Tharoor had sought a direct response on the issue from the IT ministry as the chairman of the committee. Tharoor had claimed that as the chairman of the committee, he had the right to seek answers from the government. Student activist Natasha Narwal on Thursday said they had received tremendous support inside Tihar jail in Delhi and would continue their struggle. Narwal, along with Devangana Kalita and Asif Iqbal Tanha, walked out of Tihar hours after a court ordered their immediate release in the Northeast Delhi riots conspiracy case. JNU students Narwal and Kalita thanked their friends and well-wishers, many of whom gathered outside the jail, for supporting them during their year-long stay behind bars. "We have received tremendous support inside jail and we will continue our struggle," Narwal told reporters. Welcoming the Delhi High Court order granting them bail, Narwal, an activist of women's collective Pinjra Tor, said that when they were arrested, it took them many months to believe that they were in jail under such stringent charges. Hitting out at the government, Kalita said people are in jail for raising their voice. "They are trying to suppress the voice of people and dissent. We got a lot of support from people which helped us survive inside," she said. On the delay in their release after the High Court granted them bail, she said it was unbelievable because they had secured bail 2 to 3 days ago. "Still, we were inside jail. I almost kept expecting that some police officers will come and arrest me," she added. Narwal, Kalita and Tanha were arrested in May last year under the stringent Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. Walking out of Tihar jail, Jamia Millia Islamia student Tanha said he had kept hope that he would be released one day and asserted that the fight against the CAA, NRC and NPR would continue. Congress workers on Thursday held protests across Uttar Pradesh against the alleged corruption in a land deal for the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and submitted memorandums addressed to the president demanding a Supreme Court monitored probe into the matter. On the directions of Party National General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and led by UPCC President Ajay Kumar Lalu, District City Congress presidents and senior party leaders and workers took part in the protests and raised slogans against the Ram Temple Trust, a party release issued said. Congressmen in all the districts staged a sit-in and submitted an 8-point memorandum address to the president, demanding a high-level inquiry into the matter under the supervision of the Supreme Court, it said. The release said there was confrontation between the police and administration and the Congress workers in all the districts of the state, including Ayodhya, Mathura, Allahabad and Gorakhpur. In more than 24 districts, police involved in a verbal duel and a large number of Congress leaders and workers were arrested using force. Congress spokesperson Vikas Srivastava was quoted as saying in the release, "There is tremendous resentment among the people of the state regarding the loot done in the donation towards God," he said. In Ghaziabad, scores of Congress workers staged a protest at the collectorate office alleging a scam in the purchase of a piece of land in Ayodhya by the trust. AAP Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh and Samajwadi Party leader Pawan Pandey had on Sunday alleged that Champat Rai, General Secretary of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust, purchased over 1 hectare of land worth ₹2 crore in Ayodhya's Bagh Bejisi village for ₹18.5 crore with the help of trust member Anil Mishra. Terming it a case of money laundering, Singh and Pandey had sought a probe by the Central Bureau of Investigation and the Enforcement Directorate into the matter. The trust has strongly refuted the allegations. In a statement, Trust General Secretary Rai had said, "Allegations of assassinating Mahatma Gandhi were also leveled against us. We do not fear allegations. I will study the allegations leveled against us and probe them." Team India announced the playing 11 for the all-important World Test Championship 2021 against New Zealand on Wednesday. As expected, the team went with the best possible combination of three pacers, Ishant Sharma, Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Shami, and two spinners, R. Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja. There were no surprises from the batting department as well. Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill made the cut as openers, followed by Cheteshwar Pujara and Virat Kohli and Ajinkya Rahane. Keeper Rishabh Pant was picked over Riddhiman Saha. The BCCI made the announcement on Twitter. The likes of Umesh Yadav and Mohammad Siraj were not considered for this match. All said and done, this looks like the best playing 11 that the India team could have gone with for the World Test Championship final. Kohli took over the test captaincy from Dhoni in exceptional and difficult circumstances in the middle of the Australian series Down Under in 2014. Since then, he has led India to victory in a stunning 16 of the 20 series he has been in charge. This period includes an unbeaten run of 10 series, including 9 wins in a row, starting from a 2-1 win in Sri Lanka in August 2015 to a 1-0 win against the same opponents at home in November 2017. On the other hand, New Zealand has won 13 of the 18 Test series under the leadership of Williamson. There have been 4 losses away in South Africa and India in 2016, against South Africa at home in 2017, and in Australia in 2019. Keeping the numbers aside, the Kiwis are a little better prepared than their Indian counterparts, as they recently beat England 1-0 in the Test series. This is bound to give them a huge morale boost ahead of the match versus India. And 3 Chinese astronauts arrived on Thursday at China's new space station at the start of a 3-month mission, marking another milestone in the country's ambitious space program. Their Shenzhou 12 craft connected with the space station module about 6 hours after taking off from the Jiuquan Launch Center on the edge of the Gobi Desert. About 3 hours later, Commander Nai Haisheng, 56, followed by Liu Boming, 54, and space rookie Tang Hongbo, 45, opened the hatches and floated into the Tianhe-1 core living module. Pictures showed them busy at work unpacking equipment. This represents the first time Chinese have entered their own space station, state broadcaster CCTV said on its nightly news broadcast. The crew will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving 2 laboratory modules next year. The mission brings to 14 the number of astronauts China has launched into space since 2003, becoming only the 3rd country after the former Soviet Union and the United States to do so on its own. All appears to have gone smoothly so far. China's leaders hope the mission will be a complete success as the ruling Communist Party prepares to celebrate the centenary of its founding next month. The astronauts were seen off by space officials, other uniformed military personnel, and a crowd of children waving flowers and flags and singing patriotic songs before blasting off at 9:22 a.m. or 01:22 hours GMT atop a Long March 2F Y-12 rocket. The rocket dropped its boosters about 2 minutes into the flight, followed by the cowling surrounding Shenzhou 12. After about 10 minutes, it separated from the rocket's upper section, extended its solar panels, and shortly afterward entered orbit. About a half dozen adjustments took place over the following 6 hours to line up the spaceship for docking with the Tianhe-1 or Heavenly Harmony module at about 4 p.m. or 0800 hours GMT. The travel time is down from the 2 days it took to reach China's earlier experimental space stations, a result of a great many breakthroughs and innovations, the mission's deputy chief designer Gao Shu told state broadcaster CCTV. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.